Gauteng Premier David Makhura has spent much of the day at the BMW and Nissan plants in Roslyn, Pretoria. He was there to assess the manufacturing plant's compliance with level 4 lockdown regulations. Now, EWN reporter Khumutso Madise was in Roslyn with the Premier earlier. Khumutso, thank you for joining us now. Tell me, how did the focus end up on the automotive industry today? All right, we are, for some reason do not have Khumutso Madise with us. Let's try and get hold of her in just a short while. Very interesting to see the kind of interventions that have been put in place as these automotive works come back into play right now. Been a very difficult time, as you know, for the automotive industry with the regulations having stipulated that up to this point they were simply not able to sell vehicles. They were able to continue manufacturing at some point, but were unable to sell the goods manufactured. And that's been a huge bone of contention that has been brought forth by that industry and has been addressed with authorities as well. So let's see how they're progressing right now as we move into, hopefully, lockdown stage 3 in Gauteng in the next couple of weeks. Khumutso Madise on the line to us now. Khumutso, tell me how the focus ended up on the automotive industry in particular today.
Well, good afternoon, Joanne. I think the automotive industry currently has become the focus because of the regulations that have been, lifted. You remember that the industry was not allowed to operate for level 5 at all, and then in level 4, they were granted the opportunity to operate in terms of production, but they hadn't been given the go-ahead to start selling cars. And I believe just last week we saw that gazetting of regulations that said cars can be sold. And so I think that's how, you know, the Premier decided to focus on the industry today. He was in Roslyn, where we understand it is the hub, the automotive hub in Gauteng. Both Nissan and BMW are some of the biggest brands that are sold there. And it was really a sight inspection, Joanne, just to make sure that they are complying with lockdown regulations. You might remember that when they were given the go-ahead to start operating, they were instructed to ensure that they comply with regulations and they make sure that they have more stringent preventative measures for COVID-19 in place. What we saw today, Joanne, was really impressive. We started at the BMW plant, where we were all sanitized, of course, but the screening process that they had was a paperless one, where you would use your phone to dial a number and then follow the instructions and enter your information as you go. There was a questionnaire, and then there was an opportunity to enter our temperatures after they had been checked. Nissan also had a screening process. Theirs was not paperless. However, they were checking temperatures twice at their entrance. And they, of course, haven't started producing their vehicles. They've expressed that they can't start production with only 50% of their staff on site. But they were there. There were some workers at the plant, really just there for training and induction to learn about how they are going to be able to work, at least during COVID-19.
Khumutso, was the Premier essentially satisfied with what he saw in terms of all these measures today?
He was, Joanne. He really was. The Premier had only good things to say about what he saw at BMW and Nissan. You know, it was clear, as they said, that the interests of the employees do come first. So we saw a lot of preventative measures, the sanitizing, social distancing, wearing of masks being compulsory, certain parts of the plant being closed because they do force close interaction. And the Premier was very happy about that. He was very firm, though, saying that, any companies that are found not complying, any companies that are found to be trying to wing it, will not be shown any mercy. And the government will not, wait to take them to court and to make sure that the doors are shut, until they are compliant.
Khumutso, what are the sorts of precautions that are being taken in general in regard to particularly the presence of clinicians on the premises? This seems quite a luxurious, perhaps, an unusual intervention, which most businesses won't be able to afford.
Yes, that's right. So BMW, unlike many businesses, has an on-site clinic. Now, this is a center that they've always had for their staff. And so if you're unwell, if you're suffering from anything while you're at work or upon arrival, you are sent to the clinic, and there are doctors on site. So they have on-site doctors that were there pre-COVID-19. Now, they are, of course, coming in handy during COVID-19 as this testing that happens on the plant. So it's not just screening, it's secondary screening and it's testing. They also are able to, give you certain types of medication depending on what illnesses you're facing. And so they have a pretty well-equipped clinic on site. The Premier did say that, it wouldn't be realistic to expect everyone to have the same, but he does expect minimum requirements to be met. It was very impressive what we saw at BMW, and I think, it's also based on, how the virus has been affecting other countries where the company is present. Germany has been severely affected by this virus. And so it seems a lot of the measures that are being taken in their company, in their branches abroad, have been brought here, and that's why they seem to be so advanced compared to so many other companies in South Africa.
Thank you so much for covering that for us. Interesting point that she actually makes there. And it really does align with the conversation we had with the German ambassador to South Africa, Martin Schaefer, yesterday. The kind of precautions being taken in that country, I suppose, are being felt, being echoed by companies, branches of those companies that exist around the world.